North Korea's latest nuclear test will be a prime topic of discussion between President Barack Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The actions taken by North Korea cannot be permitted or condoned by the international community, and I believe it is essential that Japan and the United States work together.
Last week, the Security Council condemned the nuclear test and began work on what was termed appropriate measures in response. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conferred with Secretary of State John Kerry, who said North Korea must face consequences.
This week's test was an enormously provocative act that warrants a strong, a swift, and a credible response from the global community. And I want to echo the Security Council's statement that this test is a clear threat to peace and security in the world.
While sharing concern over North Korea's nuclear ambitions, the United States and Japan are also struggling to surmount persistent economic weakness. Both nations recorded negative economic growth at the end of last year and are hoping for a turnaround in the year ahead. A looming threat for the U.S. economy, across-the-board federal spending cuts slated to go into effect March 1st. Prospects for a accord on an alternate way to reduce the deficit are dimming. Late last week, lawmakers left Washington for a week-long recess, still deadlocked on a path forward. Democrats want a mix of spending cuts and additional revenues to replace the so-called sequester. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Democrats stand with the president's call for a balanced approach to create jobs, strengthen the middle class, grow the economy, and responsibly reduce the deficit.
Republicans reject any solution that includes new tax revenue. House Speaker John Boehner.
The sequester will be in effect until there are cuts and reforms that put us on a path to balance the budget over the next 10 years. Period.
With Congress inactive, Senate confirmation of two Obama cabinet nominees remain in limbo. Former Senator Chuck Hagel for Defense Secretary and counterterrorism advisor John Brennan for CIA Director. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Always reflects the liberties, the freedoms, and the values that we hold so